House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt says there's a broad and growing crisis of confidence in American institutions. It goes beyond the current headlines, he says, and concerns government and religion, as well as corporate executives, accountants, and stockbrokers. Gephardt says the list is long.
Lots of corporate failures of responsibility and accountability, from Enron to Tyco to Adelphia to now WorldCom and others. It's really broken the faith of people in the way corporations are operated. And then you have a crisis of confidence with many other institutions, including the Catholic Church and including governmental institutions. We had 9/11, and you could not see this as anything other than a failure because we didn't stop the terrorists. So, like any time when there's a failure in institutional responsibility, you've got to find ways to improve accountability, to improve responsibility, and try to do better in the future.
You see connections among these various failures in institutions?
I guess we're all institutions are simply aggregations of human beings, and human beings often fail. But when it comes in the amount and numbers of failures, people begin to lose faith in the institutions themselves. So it's critically important that you have a real effort at reform and solving problems and improving accountability so that these things don't happen. The Catholic Church had a meeting of the bishops not long ago. They probably didn't do everything that everybody wanted, but at least they've started the process of reform and trying to do better, and I think that's what we've got to try to do on the business front as quickly as possible.
You don't see a national malaise, do you?
No, I think we've seen these instances in the past. We certainly saw it in the 20s with failures of corporate responsibility. We saw it in the early part of the 1900s with the muckrakers and Teddy Roosevelt and trying to reform problems at that time. Capitalism always needs rules, and there's always a fight by some who say that capitalism works best without rules. And I've noted many times that the Republican leadership in the House, after they won the House back in 1995, made clear statements that the number one goal of the contract with America and the number one goal of taking the House back was to totally deregulate American business and to get government out of the way. That's always a sentiment that's expressed by some.
Do you think people feel bad about this for a long time, or are they just so cynical that they figure, well, you know, we expected this to happen, and there it is?
No, I think people are very worried today about their investments. The difference between now and the 20s or the early part of the 1900s is that today you've got 70 to 90 million Americans who have investments in the stock market through retirement plans and 401ks. So this is a very real day-to-day problem that affects millions and millions of Americans, and they desperately want government and the SEC and other institutional organizations to step in and fix these rules, enforce them better, and get this straightened out as quickly as possible, because their retirement may depend on our ability to do that.
House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt from Missouri is considered a possible Democratic presidential candidate in 2004.